Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we can turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. Well, hello, everyone, and I just want y'all to know that it's going to be a special show today because we have the fortunate pleasure of not having to listen to Wyatt. We have Michael and Travis in place, and I am for sure it's going to be the best show ever. And I just want to make sure that we record all of this so that Wyatt sees how an amazing show should be done while he's gone.
Jealous.
So, quick.
Where's the FOMO?
Yeah, that's right, FOMO. Quick introduction. You know, Travis is an originating superstar, a second generation originator.
Yes, yes. Hello, you know, hello.
Been in the business 3 years now.
Yes,
3 years.
And 3 years in October.
You know, and you've learned a lot.
I have. It's been a roller coaster for sure.
Yeah, and we're in what I call an unprecedented time right now.
We started and now. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be pretty old to remember the last time we were in something like this. And so that's me. I'm the old one. You know, we call myself a 71 mom, but I don't even remember it. I mean, you know, we're in a kind of a late 70s, early 80s sort of economy. So for that, we'll bring the other old guy, which is Michael.
Hello.
Michael is the superstar branch manager for one of the top producing branches in Austin and Central Texas.
That's right.
Yeah, and Michael's been in the business 25, 35 years.
It's been quite a bit of time. Been with Security National since about 2010, but have been originating loans probably since, let's say before the crash. I guess we'll go there, right? Since before 2008, yes.
Okay, I was about to say which crash.
This is true. But no, have enjoyed my run at Security National. It's been a pleasure working with the staff that's there and of course, Troy.
You know, it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, and Travis.
And Travis. It's been a lot of fun, you know. It's a good company. Yes. You know, we don't really talk much about the company around here. It's a good company. It was founded in the 60s. The mortgage division was created in the 80s. It's publicly traded, you know, which is a nice thing going into a market,
like
an economy that we're going into. We will definitely get more into that into the money section as to what people should be expecting, because, you know, right now is the kind of the fun section. Where we talk about professional sports, and since we're Central Texas people, we can either talk about the Austin FC or the Dallas Cowboys. It's about all we know.
Right.
Baseball season, we'll throw the Stros, go Stros, and the Rangers in there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, come October, you're not really talking about the Rangers anymore, typically.
Yeah. I love my Rangers.
Yeah, it's football season. And, wow. I mean, that's all I can say about the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys.
I mean, wow. Oh. I mean, you talk about the luckiest quarterback team in the world.
Uh-oh.
I mean, they paid Tony Romo $1 million. I think he signed the contract when he was in the bed, you know, right after the back surgery where they have you like all of that extension and stuff. He signed it with just his fingertips, you know, that $100 million contract. And then the very next season, he's gone forever. And they're the guy they didn't even want.
Done.
Yeah.
They pick up Dak, who becomes like the second best quarterback since, you know.
Right.
And then, of course, they give him $160-something million. And then.
Probably while he was in a hospital bed.
Yeah. His was an ankle, not a back. So,
yeah,
I mean,
a little better.
You know, and at the time, you're like, that's a stupid money, but it's not. I mean, I hate to say this, but that's just kind of.
Yeah.
That's above average number, $40 million a year.
It's a big one.
For a quarterback.
That's a big number.
Mama should have taught me how to throw a football.
I'm telling you. I always wanted to be a kicker.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you get on the field just very, very seldom. Yeah. But
can you handle pressure?
You can win the game. Maybe if I was trained, I might be able to handle that pressure. But, you know, I think that's the position.
I mean, the Longhorns had a kicker that kicked for like 3 decades in the NFL. Phil Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got Justin Tucker now, too.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to think, Phil Dawson, one of his biggest kicks was like 55-yarders against the Aggies there towards the end.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, never forget.
Yeah. It was, but Justin Tucker, one of his biggest kicks was the last game against the Aggies.
Crazy.
But, you know, that's a great position to play. But everybody talks about the quarterback and the defensive end and the left tackle, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, the Cowboys, they got so lucky with the left tackle.
I know.
I mean, they had Tyrone Smith, again. They went into the season and they had a backup. His backup was a They just drafted rookie. I mean, not like. I mean, they just drafted him.
Again, and we just went and got a retired guy from the Eagles to help him out a little bit with Jason Peters. And but yeah, Tyler Smith has been unreal.
Wow.
I mean,
Tyrone Smith, Tyler Smith. Yeah. He's 73, 78. It's great.
Yeah,
just
it's
like
good.
Wow. And, yeah. But then, come on.
The Cowboys.
Cooper,
I mean,
Cooper Rush.
We have,
come on, man.
Cooper Rush. Hey, he's been with the system for a while, right?
Yeah, I mean, 4 years.
Yeah,
it's a great name. Cooper Rush.
It's a great name. Yeah. It's a household name.
Yeah, and the best part, if you ask me, is that it's literally the same thing that how Dak got his job. This is how Cooper's going to get his job.
Yeah.
So, is Dak going to the booth? He's still kind of young. I mean,
yeah.
Right? I mean, he's still kind of young.
Yeah, he's still too young for the booth, probably.
But he's still guaranteed, what, 60 mil?
Yeah.
I mean, so he didn't. It's not like he's got to come back.
When you break your throwing hand, it's something, you know, it's a long recovery.
He's not ambidextrous.
Starts throwing lefty.
Yeah.
Got to train on that one.
Yeah.
I can't even open doors left-handed.
I'll give Jerry a little bit of credit. Our team has 77% drafted players.
Yeah.
Highest in the NFL. He's hitting on a lot of them. I mean, come on. Give the guy some credit.
Yeah.
If he could just get someone to help him with the quarterback
and
the wide receivers, I think he would be really good.
Yeah.
I really do. I mean, and again, I make no bones about this. People have been listening to the show. I am not a Dak fan in the fact that I don't believe Dak is the guy that can win you the game week in and week out when you need him, right?
Playoff time.
Yeah, you know, come, because you got to think, you got to stroll three great games together,
exactly.
Right? And again, he's a nice guy. He delivers a nice ball. He's, you know, but he just can't. He can't come clutch three games in a row. He just can't.
Can't march it down the field at the very end when it's needed, huh?
He just hasn't. And it's been fun to watch. It is heartbreaking. You
a little
know?
Bit. Yeah.
I mean, like last year. I mean, it's again. You forget about the first quarter. You think about the last couple of drives. You're like, oh my God, he did so great. But you're like, yeah, but he dug that hole.
Got us behind early.
Yeah, you know, so, and again, I like him. You know, that's the hard part about it, because he's a nice guy. I mean, he's good for the community.
Right.
Teammates love him and everything else. He just, but, you know, because like, look, Tom Brady's the greatest ever. And he was having a bad game, and he literally broke a computer on the sidelines.
Right.
He was so mad. And that's all, you know, how mad he was. Yeah. Because, well, unfortunately.
Shows the hunger, though, of wanting to win, right?
Yeah. There's that edge that you have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have to have it, but.
Does Cooper Rush have that edge?
I don't know. I'll tell you what. That last drive, he was cool as a cucumber.
Oh, he sure was.
I mean, you could look. I mean, because they showed his face, and you know, they get up close with his HD. I mean, you know, big TV.
Oh,
his head's like 4 feet wide. You know,
And,
I mean,
doesn't fit in my 4K TV, right?
And he looked good. I mean, he didn't look stressed. He was getting his people in position. He was looking at the defense. He's calling for the ball. I mean,
running the field, right? That's what you need.
OC loves that.
I'm telling you, it was. And I'm just trying to figure out, where does Dak go? I think Denver needs another trade. They just got Russell Wilson. Let's bring in Dak. Let them compete for a starting job.
There you go. Do they have the money? I guess is the question.
I just literally pissed off two states.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Two states are so mad at me for that comment.
Right? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No. Oh, poor Russ.
Just remember, when you call the number, don't call it about football.
About football.
Right. Right.
About mortgages, not about football.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, and Wyatt's on vacation. If you have any questions about anything we've said today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes. See you in just a minute. Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. So, everybody, I just want y'all to know that you will not be hearing from Wyatt today. I have brought on the superstars, and I put Wyatt on the bench. you know, and I want the superstars. I brought on Michael Delgado, branch manager of the L&M lending team of Security National Mortgage.
Hello, everybody.
He pretty much does everything in Austin for everyone.
That's what
Facts.
I do.
Yes.
New Braunfels,
all the way down to Brownsville.
Lago Vista, mm-hmm. the whole thing. And then, of course, then we brought his right hand?
Both.
Okay.
Left hand. We'll put him right in the middle.
He's ambidextrous.
He is.
Superstar, newly originator who's been in the business now 3 years.
Hello.
Travis Jenkins. Welcome, guys. And this is, I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know,
where to begin with what's going on right now in the market, right? Where do we start?
Yeah.
But we'll go over numbers.
Yeah. You know, everybody talks about what's going on. And I mean, you know, month to month, the August numbers, the median home price is still 5% from the year before. That's a nice number.
5% is a good number.
This is the greater Austin area.
Okay.
And that's a good number. 5% is livable, doable. That's the first time in 2 years it hadn't been double digits. So,
that's right.
And they're not calling it a depreciation. They're calling it a deceleration. So we're not going as fast as fast.
Gotcha. As fast as it was when we couldn't keep up, right? I think that's how fast it was going about 2 years ago to now.
And, you know, it's closed sales. So the number of non-to-be-builts, which are construction loans, has dropped 23% in August from the year-over-year numbers,
mm-hmm.
which is honestly, when it was up 50% and now it's down 23%, we're still in a better place.
A good number.
Yeah, it just feels more painful than it actually is if you're in the industry. Yeah. But days on market in the area is 17 days, national average is 16. We're right there. It says we have 2.9 months of inventory, which is nice, right?
Which is good. Yeah, good number.
Yeah, the problem is that about half of that is to-be-builts that aren't ready. So really, we're just a little over 2 months of inventory,
mm-hmm.
Because most of it you can't move into. You've got to wait till it gets built. So, because home builders are now on the MLS. They haven't been on the MLS in years.
That is right.
And so they're trying to get it listed. So, and it's, you know, but that says we're up 2 months. So this time last year, we were less than a month of inventory.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
I mean, it is. And to think it's so funny, it's like, this is actually, the numbers in front of us are good numbers.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we've been running so fast and so hard for so long.
Right.
It feels like they're bad numbers when they're really not. I mean, 3 months of inventory is almost nice.
Yeah. And it's trying to get everybody's mind off of, is it a bad number, doom and gloom, instead of really looking at the positive, mm-hmm. like, which is what you're talking about, is looking at the positive. The numbers are still really good in comparison to... Mm-hmm. What we think, right? So you have to look at last year, like you're saying, and the year before, and then look at the numbers and go, oh, they're really not that bad. So let's dig into those numbers and see what we can do to get those people into those homes, right? In today's market.
And I was talking to somebody, I was like, look, if you one time in my life, I made it from South Austin to Houston in 95 minutes. Right?
No way.
I did. I was young and not very smart.
And when gas was cheaper.
I drove really fast. Right. But when I tell people how long it takes to get to Houston, I don't use that trip as an example. I don't say 95 minutes. I say it takes almost, you know, 2.5 hours.
Right.
But it's funny is that when it comes to this real estate market, whenever they want to compare anything, they want to compare it against the greatest market that was ever created.
Ever. Right.
And it's perspective on this one. Right. I think people need to understand that. You know,
high values, low, super, super low interest rates, you know, high values. So
it's we were on the tollway going 100 miles an hour, and then we just got off on Mopac, and now we're just going 70 miles an hour. And
it feels like you're slow.
It feels like you're going a lot slower.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like. And so one of the things, too, is that I keep hearing this, I'm just going to wait till next year.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm like, and my answer is why?
Why?
Yeah. And it's the rates. I'm waiting for the rates to come down. I'm like, okay, great. So if the rates come down, but your house is $60,000 more, how much money did you actually save? You probably saved, you know, $100 a month when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
But I think right now, like you're saying, Troy, we have to, like, now we have to plan. Rates are slightly higher, so we have to, like, look to the future, right? When we were going hot and heavy, let's say for the past 2 years, it was need a pre-approval right now. Let's look at the credit. We can probably work on that down, you know, within the process. Right now is the time to really look forward and go, let's get pre-approved today, potentially, like by now, mm-hmm. or let's wait for rates to get higher, but you're ready to go at that time. Mm-hmm. You have that pre-approval, you have that conditional underwriter approval, from your lender so that when you're ready to make that offer, you can make that offer and be ready.
Absolutely.
Maybe lock in that rate. You know, we do have the shop and lock program. Mm-hmm. So you can go out and shop for a home, lock your rate in today if you're afraid rates are going to go up. You know, hopefully you can get that contract within a certain period of time. But you need to start looking at your finances now. Look at your credit report, your credit scores now, your debt to income ratio now. Because that house could come now or it could come later, but get ready now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So don't stop that process. Like just saying that to the realtors, like make your clients come to the lender so that we can get them pre-approved sooner than later.
Absolutely.
And let's do it now. Right. We have that time.
Yeah.
We'd love to do it.
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing about that is that, you know, right now compared to the beginning January, depending on the price range, but you're looking at $600 to $800 more per month.
That's
in
right.
house payment because of rates, right?
Mm-hmm. Rates and taxes
as
well. You know, so we have to really look at that too. That tax value is going to be something that we really need to look at moving forward as well.
Most definitely. And, but you know, like I said, so it's $600 to $800, but the, you know, and so I talked to a lot of my newer, younger buyers. I'm like, well, yes, that's let's not beat around the bush. That sucks that you have to pay $600 to $800 more today than you did, you know, 8-9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But 8-9 months ago, most of the clients that I work with couldn't have bought a home,
right?
Because they were fighting over homes and they were putting $50,000 to $100,000 over asking,
right?
And they had to have that money out of pocket, and most people just don't have that. So, who was allowed to buy a home 8 months ago? Is not the same person now. So,
right.
Everybody believes the rates are going to come down next year. Getting into the home today, spending, let's just say the $800
right.
for a year, that's $7,000. So you're going to spend an extra $7,200 to buy a home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whereas 8 months ago, you spent an extra
$50,000. $100,000 out of your pocket.
Yeah. Right.
Out of your pocket. Mm-hmm.
It seems like when you think of it that way, it's a better option because no matter what, you know, the house is the only real way that the majority of the Americans can create wealth.
Right.
You know?
And stability.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Your family is going to now be in this home. The average is what? More than 5 years?
Yeah, it's up to seven now.
Up to seven now, right, that are going to stay there. So it's stability and equity, mm-hmm. like you were mentioning. Yeah. So I think
and to add to that, the seller concessions, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, the market's just about flipped on that one. The buyer has all the power all of a sudden.
There's a little bit more power
and
today.
And so that's a great thing, too, about this market.
Yeah, you had to pay for title policy.
Yeah, right.
<last year. laughs> That's unusual in Texas. But yes, it was kind of surprising. Yeah.
You know, so there's so many things that the average buyer has the option to get into a home now. So, but yes, they do have, there are going to, you know, that's the thing is that most Americans don't understand is that to get something that's worth it, you will have to make some sacrifice. You need to cut your debt somewhere else. You need to get rid of the seven music streaming things that you have, you know, and
all those monthly service fees,
You know,
they're going up anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
Inflation's getting those too.
You know, cut all that out. You know, you can find $300 in any person's budget. You can flat out find it.
Right.
I believe so.
You know, and so there's half of it right there. You know, mm-hmm. so you go find that. So now all of a sudden you cut that out. You're spending an extra $400, $500 a month, but you have a house, you know, and then in a year from now or 18 months, you refinance it when the rates fall.
Right.
And that's what people are telling me the rates are falling. So I'm not, you know, trying to convince anyone of that.
Right.
We all have seen what it is. And so, you know, there's always a chance they don't fall, but it just doesn't feel that that's an option with because we've seen how effective the housing industry can be when the rates are between, you know, 4.5 and 5.5.
Right.
You know, it's a good equilibrium where the inflation doesn't get too high. The appreciation doesn't get out of control.
Right.
Things like that. You know,
it's a level playing field.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So it doesn't appreciate as much. The rates are kind of level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your payment stays level. So it's really about, like you said, the security and the stability.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I just think people need to understand, you know, there was almost $3 trillion in average American wealth created in the last 5 years.
Right.
And it all came from homes.
Yep.
Right. And I mean, 90% of it.
Right.
I mean, the other 10% did come from the stock market, but 90%. And so most people don't invest in the stock market. But
don't sit on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's never good to sit on the sidelines. I don't care what you're playing.
That's right. Yeah. True. I tell people all the time, you know, I'm like, you can't win the lottery if you don't play.
Right.
You know, exactly. And so you can't start your housing appreciation if you're in an apartment.
Yeah.
Right. I do have a friend of mine, and I'll say this as like a wise quote. She would always say, I only buy one lotto ticket because it only takes one to win. Like, why are you buying 10, right? The difference of your odds, right?
Right?
So let's kind of put that in perspective, right? Look at buying one home. Don't worry about buying five right now. Let's get to the one.
Right.
And you win.
Yeah.
I would put it that way.
Yeah, you will win with a home.
You will win.
Yeah. You know, then,
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
What did Fannie Mae estimate the rate would be in January?
Four and a half percent. Yeah.
So, I mean... Keep that into consideration. You know?
Yeah, they did say that it was only going to be like five come December.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
we blew past that one.
Little optimism, I guess.
It has been hard to watch those predictions because they've just so much has changed lately.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why you know you need to listen and watch and study the facts, read the facts, try to understand where they come from and dig a little deeper.
Be prepared.
Yeah. And so if you have any questions about that, please reach out to us. Hey, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. Of course, Wyatt's on vacation. If you have any questions about anything we said today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment was brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes. See you in just a minute. Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com. Don't call and ask about football on that line. That's only a work line. you can reach me at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. And everybody out there, I know y'all are going to be so sad, you know, during the money segment that Wyatt is not here. He went on vacation.
Spending his money.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. He took his credit card.
So, that's right.
So, you know, he's going to blow all of his stuff, come back and have to work really hard. So
he'll be back.
Yeah, so Wyatt's off doing that. I think he went to Legoland or something. I can't remember. Yeah, it's one of those. Maybe he went to the...
There's a new Star Wars Lego out or what?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I sure hope he listens to this. So in his place, you know, we have decided to upgrade the talent today.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
He's never going to leave.
He's going to be
He's never going to go on vacation again.
So I have brought in, you know, we're about to talk about money. And so in my opinion, there's no better person to talk about money than someone who runs one of the biggest branches in Austin, Texas, Michael Delgado.
Hello.
With Security National Mortgage. Welcome, Michael. And
Thank you.
His ambidextrous hand.
That's right. Right in the middle.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Travis Jenkins. Welcome, hello, Travis.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Originating for a few years now. The second generation, loan guy. Learned from one of the best.
She's great.
One of the best. Rhonda Jenkins. She's
a legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. She is known around the town.
That's right.
For mortgages.
Keep it clean.
Yes.
Keep it clean.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Love her.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, this is... This segment is the money segment, you know, and for me, it's an important segment because I think that most Americans have zero concept of money.
Yeah.
I think that they're taught at a young age to chase it. That's it. That's all they know.
That's all we know.
Yeah.
You know, and so
get in your bank account. What do I do with it then?
Yeah. You know, I remember, you know, back growing up, the joke was I am not broke. I have checks. Right.
Yeah. Right.
You know, now it's like I'm not broke. I have credit cards, you
mm-hmm.
know. And a prime example is we're heading into a recession. If we're not there, that's debatable. We'll leave that up to all the experts.
We want to say the word.
Yeah.
Right?
But
we have to.
Yeah. We're headed in for sure to an economic downturn. You can't put it any other way than that. We've known about this. I mean, Travis, you and I have been talking about this for 6 months.
Yeah,
it's here, it's coming, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yet, last quarter, Americans increased their credit card debt by $312 billion.
Not great.
$312 billion.
Yeah,
big number.
There's 327 million people here. I mean, think about that number.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was the debt that was increased. So if that doesn't explain that most Americans don't understand money, then I don't know what else does. And
so we
have to kind of give advice or education or things. Basically, I'm trying to put out all the things that I've learned wrong and had to learn and had to make mistakes over
make
the years
right.
and fix them, you know?
Right.
And so, hey, you don't have to make this mistake because I already did it, you know, 20 years ago and it didn't work. It's not going to work now. You know, economics doesn't change. You know, it's funny. The younger generation seem to think that things kind of, you know, I'm like, well, there's certain things, you know, physics and economics, they just don't change.
No. Yeah.
They just don't.
No, they don't. The way money works has been the same.
Yeah, you know, before we bartered. Now we just exchanged, you know, tender.
Right. Things are just faster now.
Yeah. you know, so, and that's the thing is that you can think there's so many people that they don't understand the whole concept. So right now mortgage rates are, well, they're more than double what they were in the beginning of the year, right?
I guess you could say historically high, right?
Yeah.
Well, in the past couple of years,
right?
So historically high.
You know, we're pre-2008 finally, so we've finally gotten back to where it works.
Yep.
When I bought my first home, it was in the sevens. So this is not uncharted. It's not unprecedented for me.
Right.
But there is a whole generation of homebuyers that have never seen rates over 6.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, Travis, you're like, is this possible? I'm like, well, this is where I started.
Right.
You know, so and it's affecting their psyche of it, right? And
right.
I totally get that. But if you have, you know, $4,000 worth of monthly debt, 2,000 house, 2,000 bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can take your house and refinance it and then pay off all your debt and your house payment goes from $2,000 to $2,300.
Right.
You're saving $1,700 per month. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big number. You can take that $1,700, in my opinion, you would invest it. Right?
Right.
That's what I would do with it.
It's a big number in the cash flow in comparison to you might be scared about that 4% to 6.5%.
Yeah.
You know, that it's a big number over a long haul, but you always think about what comes out of your pocket monthly. Mm-hmm. I think that's the most important thing to think about is what's coming in and then what's going out.
Yeah.
Right? And so that big number, like you're saying, $1,700 a month, just to kind of give a number, is much bigger than that small tick in interest rate right now.
Because
you can always plan for the future and potentially look at maybe refinancing or, you know, you might sell your home, purchase another one, depending on what the rate is at that time and point.
Yeah.
But you're getting rid of that monthly expense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And you live month to month. I mean, 95% for sure live month to month. And if you can lower your monthly expenditure and get you through to next year or the year, some people are in some tough times. And people listening, it may not be you listening right now, but you know someone. You know, you hear someone talking to it, they should take a look at it. Because I've helped, well, I just can't refinance. Why? Well, because I would lose my rate. Well, what's the rate on your credit card?
Right.
It's 25%.
Right.
How much money can you save in that month?
Yeah.
We always harp on it's a savings account, it's a savings account, it's a savings account. Well, use it as a savings account sometimes and let's lower your monthly payments so that you can survive for the next few months.
Yeah. You know, the Dave Ramsey, you know, is kind of what I've always followed as far as for that. And it's no debt at all. Except he doesn't want you to have a home. He says, once you can pay your home off, then your life changes. Right. But you know, he's okay with house debt.
And the percentage of that kind of the population, the percentage of the population that can do that is probably pretty low.
Yeah.
So we have to look at that. So you have to kind of like, let's look at what do we need to do to kind of like, we're going to keep that debt. So how can we use it to our advantage instead of looking at it as like more of a debt, right? Let's use it. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody's heard the term house rich, cash poor,
right?
You know, now in the state of Texas with the appreciation over the last 2 years, every single person that has owned a home for a year and a half or more has the ability to take money from their home and take care of other debt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can groceries. I mean, you got to think because groceries, you know, it's like 11 or 12% actual inflation on groceries.
Right.
I mean, if you were spending $200, you're spending $220 right now. You know, somewhere in there.
That's an extra $20 on your credit card potentially on that month.
You know? Yeah. And if you look at that credit card bill, if you flip it over, the reason why they want you to do an e-bill is because they don't want you to flip the bill over.
Yeah. No paper in your hand.
Yeah. Because on the backside, there's required disclosures, and it shows you a minimum payment. Mm-hmm. So if you pay that minimum payment, it takes like 10 years to pay off a $2,000 credit card debt.
Right.
10 years at $20 a month or whatever it is. I mean, it's
the
compounded interest, you know.
It's
so horrible.
That 6% doesn't seem very scary now, does it?
No. And again, mortgage mortgage interest is tax deductible. Please see your accountant. I don't want to give you a
disclaimer. That's very true. Yeah.
But, you know, there are ways to do that. But that's the thing. If you've got, you know, four or five cards that, and I think the average now is something like 15,000. If you've got four cards over 15,000, you're going to think it's going to take you 10 years to pay that off at the minimum. You understand that you're going to pay like $100,000+ for those credit cards.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's not the way to go.
Yeah.
It's just not.
It's just not.
Cars are very expensive now. You know, lots of things. Like I said, I have over the years, I just have my house debt. But, it's, you know, I've been very frugal with my investments. I've invested the whole time.
Right. Yeah.
Things like that. And so I don't waste money. I do spend more money now today than I've ever spent in my life. But that's just, it's just because I'm just older and I'm getting to that point where it's okay. I've worked really hard and
really hard to get what you are.
I've done nothing forever, but, and that's the thing is I think that people, you know, I think everybody needs to understand that you first have to sacrifice, you know, something to have something. If it's easy, then there's no reason to have it. You know, I have learned that. And so you have to work hard, pay attention, be diligent. And there's no get rich quick. I mean, this
what my generation thinks.
They hear about that YouTuber that's 19 years old and worth $500 million, mm-hmm. and they're not $500,000. I don't know whatever.
Yeah,
but they think everybody can do that. I'm like, well, why is there only a few hundred?
Exactly.
Hundred, but you know, but they all of them had something, but they all worked hard at something.
Right.
You know, some of them, of course, you know, catch me out back. You know, just got lucky.
Right.
Most of them worked. You know, most of them worked really hard for what they got.
Right.
They just didn't realize they were working for it, you know. Yeah. And they learned at a young age how to monetize it. But again, that's the same thing. I mean, you got to think of Facebook and all that was very, you know, ingenuitive, I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah, right.
You know, but they were young, quick, but they worked hard and they pushed it through.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like they were just woke up one day and started
and they just were rich.
Pictures of themselves and made all this money,
right?
Money flowing in.
Yeah, no, you know, and so most people can't do that, and that's why that pays well.
Yeah.
And you know, you just have to, you need a plan, you know.
Right.
You need a plan, and so
get a plan together.
Yeah. I think that's the bottom line. Yeah. Matt, is everybody's going to have an individual plan, but you need to kind of figure that out. And one of the best ways to do that is start talking to somebody about it. Right. Mm-hmm. Like if you do want that plan to buy the home, start talking to somebody now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sooner the better.
Mm-hmm. It's free.
It's
doesn't
free.
Cost you
exactly.
anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Call Travis for free.
Yeah,
absolutely. But yes, that is the thing, right? Is get on that path now. Mm-hmm. Find it out. Your path could be different than the person next to you. Maybe even your sibling. It could be different, but your debts are different. Right, your goal is a little bit different, but the goal should be to try to get that home,
absolutely.
Right? To get that stability.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You should start. You know, like I said, you just have to decide. You have to make a plan, and then you have to go follow it, and it will work out.
Right.
Hey, you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. Of course, Wyatt's on vacation.
Legoland.
Yeah, yeah. If you have any questions about anything we've said today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment was brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your America. Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything we say today, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. Hey, and just remember that phone number is a work number. It's not a football number. And this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. And you know, I know everyone enjoys this part where, you know, Wyatt and I discuss, you know, his his college prowesses and things like that. But Wyatt is on vacation. He's decided to, I think, go to Legoland. Is that
right? That's where he went.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so in his place, I had to bring on an alum from your Texas Agricultural and Mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay.
I can remember. It's like medicine, mechanical. Travis Jenkins. He's superstar LO for Security National Mortgage. So don't hold it against him that he went to A&M. I think. Yeah. I've told everybody, just get the degree.
That's what mom said. Just get the degree, right?
Now, of course, Michael Delgado from the top producing branch at Security National Mortgage, the L&M lending team. Now, you're a roadrunner, right?
I am a roadrunner.
Yeah.
That is correct.
So part of the UT. Been on here a couple weeks ago.
I know. Yeah, I totally missed that. But yeah, I graduated from UTSA when it was a baby college.
Yes.
And now it's up there.
Oh, it's a big one.
It's a big one now.
That's a real deal.
It's a real deal. Yeah, so it was good to see them play.
Absolutely. That was a lot of fun. That's the first time they ever played.
Yes, it was.
And, just to kind of recap the today, we did talk about how the Cowboys are super lucky that they have Cooper Rush in their team. And that they're going to get a third, maybe fourth round pick for Dak when they draft him, or they trade him.
Is this legit, like the air trade? Are you just trying to make Cowboy fans mad?
I'm willing it into it.
Yeah. Are you? You're putting them back into the Heartbreak Hotel?
Digging deeper.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm throwing it out there in the ether and seeing if it's
digging
the
knife.
I'm so mad.
Yeah. And then with real estate, it was, we've explained that, yes, it feels like a tough time, but there are a lot of positive things about it. And real estate long-term has never been a bad investment.
Never let you down.
Then we also went over in the money segment, total household debt. You need to be thinking about all your money and trying to cut where you can. For sure, it's your recurring. There's so many recurring expenses on your credit card that you don't even think about.
Even that one on your phone, right? You get that one on your phone.
Yeah.
Not just necessarily that hard plastic. Yeah. You've got that
that Apple Pay.
Apple Pay. Oh, gosh. Yes.
Walk by. And
yep.
Ding, ding.
That's all you hear, right?
Yep. Get those points, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. So saving money is super important. Watching your spending, going over that stuff, getting ready.
Getting a game plan.
Just get a game plan ready. Get through the next 6 months.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can all do that. And
it'll be here before you know it.
With that, then we move on to what I call the fun time. And this is what we call about college sports, right? But since we're in Austin, we're going to do Central Texas college sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that pretty much just winds up to being Longhorn football. Kind of how
pretty
it
much.
Ends up. Right?
And, well, and isn't Aggies, it just, yeah. isn't it just Longhorn football
no,
in Texas?
I mean, we run this state or something. I remember that whole deal. But yeah.
Yeah.
So, the Longhorns, let's not sugarcoat it.
Mm-hmm.
They are, unfortunately, who most people thought they were.
Yeah.
It's the sad thing was I felt it coming.
Oh.
From Bijan, though. Come on.
Well, and just in general, because it was one of those things where the Tech wasn't really that good of a team, but you're playing at Tech. Texas was kind of, there was reason to be excited, so that foot on the throat sort of thing, it just wasn't there, And so, it seems like this team has learned now how to play when they're not respected, but they don't know how to play when they are respected. So going in Tech,
Tech's always the underdog.
They may never win another game.
Yeah.
But that was.
Dang. Wow. Yeah,
hey, that was like.
I'm just saying they may not win another game.
We beat Alabama last year and then we lost three more games.
But all you talk about
didn't matter.
You beat Alabama.
We're still talking about that game.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll still bring it up. Those Raiders are going to bring up this win for a while.
Oh, forever.
Oh, yeah. Well, and because believe me, all my Raider friends, because, they call and everything else. I'm like, guys, y'all are like golfers. I mean, you go out to the golf course, you swing 100 times, you come home and talk about four of them.
Yeah, right. Did you see that 400-yard drive?
Yeah.
It was the best. Shot like 10 over. It was fine.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. But that's kind of what I was teasing them. But, you hand it to them. They came prepared.
They were prepared.
No mistake. They played
Worthy.
A great game, too.
I think Worthy's a little more important than you think.
I think he's a lot more important.
That guy's really good. And
Is he worthy?
He's totally worthy.
He's like the third quarter, the third quarter.
I mean,
like
he was gone middle of the second quarter.
Middle of the second quarter.
Not only that, it's not so much that I think he's the only one that can stretch the field
absolutely
completely. Right. Whereas, he can get 2 yards behind somebody, and therefore it scares them. There's no one else can do that, but Hudson needs that 2 yard cushion,
right?
And I'm not
saying those double teams that go his way.
You know, and Hudson can't drop a dime. No. He just can't drop a dime. Yeah. I mean, he had Worthy wide open,
right?
Nobody within 10 yards, and Worthy had to stop and wait for the football, right? And I'm just saying,
tough.
Whereas when we saw Quinn was throwing fingertip throws with guys over their, you know. So
when we get him back,
who knows? He's, you know, coach isn't going to tell us.
I'll put a little asterisk on this one. Yeah. Just third string. What can you do?
It's tough. Yeah, I mean, and so that's nice to think that once we get Quinn back, there is some hope there.
Right.
So we're playing.
But with game on the line, your best player's got the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's fumbled 3 times total in his entire career.
You know,
going back to high school.
Yeah. You know, but still, that game shouldn't have been there.
He's the best running back I've seen all year. I mean, the guy's
six
so good. I can't believe he fumbled that
conversion.
Oh, six.
Wow. Six.
Did they go 6 for 6?
6 of 8.
6 of 8.
Oh, my goodness. We stopped them the first drive of the third quarter, and we stopped them on the goal line one. So that was the only 2 times. Other time, I mean, 6 of 8. And dude, they were like 4 and 5, 4th and 5, 4th and 7. It wasn't like it was all 4th and inches. You know?
Right. For 8 fourth downs. That's crazy.
Those are, defense was on the field for 63 plays in the second half. That's an entire game.
Yeah,
that's the whole game. Yeah,
and that's
you can't win that way.
And, you know, so there's just when you needed to stop them, they couldn't. And it was all self-inflicted. And again, make no mistake, every break went the way of Texas Tech. And when I say that, like when the ball hit the ground, Tech dropped the quarterback came around, fumbled the ball.
Right.
And then as he's falling to the ground, the ball bounces back to him. Yeah. And he catches it on the way down.
Did he have a string on that ball?
Yeah.
Like a yo-yo? Like it's like a football yo-yo?
Yeah. Right. You know, what so it was a great game for them. It was not a good game for us. Do I think we're a better team than that? Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Can we match the intensity of our competitors week in and week out?
Right.
I don't know. I just
don't
know.
Big 12's wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open.
Yeah, you know.
We'll see you in Red River.
Let's get through the Mountaineers
first. That's a fun game right there, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good game. But, yeah, you know, and so, I mean, let's talk about your Aggies, dude.
Yeah, we got to mention the doink.
Okay, so let's stop and think about this. So their first game.
I don't think
I've
ever seen that before, though.
The first game they played, they played two, you know.
First game was in.
Yeah.
Who was it?
They played App State.
Sam Houston,
App State. And then who'd they play after App State?
Miami,
right? So that looked like a good win.
Until
well, then
Miami
goes out and gets destroyed. So now you're like, okay, so maybe Miami wasn't a good win. I don't know.
Who knows?
Right? Yeah. But when the game was over, I was like, okay, so they beat Miami. It was a home field advantage.
It was a good feeling after losing to App State, for sure.
And then Miami gets, I mean, destroyed by Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee, not good.
I mean, right? So then as that's happening, you're kind of like, oh, well, then
we're
Arkansas
about to go.
Is going to kill them, right?
Yeah.
Well,
in Jerry World, where Arkansas just always plays a good game.
Yeah, and, you know, well, then, I mean, but Arkansas doesn't kill them.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
We do own Arkansas, though.
It was 7-4. You're 7-4.
I thought it was even better than that.
7-4 in Jerry World. And so that's
That's still good. I mean, they were destroying us all game.
Yeah.
The Superman fumble at the 1 yard line return.
And then the
heads up play by the guy just to hand it off to our other teammate to get going down the sideline, you know?
Oh, and so there were some plays like that against Miami. Didn't they just score a kick return or something?
We did have
Miami.
A kick. So you're
like, okay, the Aggies are 3-1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they've beaten 2 ranked teams.
Yep.
But are they that good?
No, not
at all.
Does
that make sense? Do you see what I'm saying?
It was their day.
Yeah.
You're saying it was their day.
We're figuring
day.
Out a quarterback. Max Johnson's looking a little better than Haynes King. I'll give him them. I'll give him a slight.
I think he's looking miles better.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that to be rude to either of them. I think one of them throws the ball and the other one doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, no, Max, he'll stay in there. Yeah. He'll take the hit. Yeah. He'll get the ball out. But yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a field goal hit the very tippity top of the goalpost and bounce off.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that in football.
It was the most amazing. And I'm watching.
I was like, oh, we're
gonna
lose.
Yeah, I'm watching.
I was like, that's it.
I'm watching. Yeah,
I was like, oh, there goes our, you know, our advantage the whole game.
And you know, you were up and they tied it. It was, I mean, and then, just, you know, and then all this, and you missed the field goal. And I'm like, and when it happened.
And we didn't go for two. We went for one. And I don't know why. We missed the first extra point, and then we score again. We don't go for two to make up that extra point.
Yeah.
And then here we are down by, or only up by two with them with a go-ahead field goal. And it's off the
upper. I know. And I'm like,
how lucky can you get,
that's
man?
What, you know, so I'm like.
It was their day. Right? Yeah. It was their day.
Yeah. Turned our way.
Yeah, that's the question. So I'm like, you know, they play the old Raider.
Yeah.
And that was always a fun one. And, you know, I always watched. I didn't watch a lot of Big 12 games other than the Longhorns. I always watched the Red Raiders and the Aggies because afterwards, you know, Leach was gold.
Oh, yeah.
Gold for whatever he said. No
He's
matter
got
what,
our number.
Yeah, that was the ham and egg statement. I mean, I'm just telling you, the ham and egg statement. I'll never forget. You know,
I don't think I even know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. One of the things he's like, you know, football's kind of like, you know, ham and eggs. You know, it's like, you know, the pig. You know, the chicken's involved, but the pig's committed, right? And he just goes, you know, it's like, you know, when it comes to the refs, they're the chicken, we're the pig, you know.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, so we will see.
It's
going to be a good weekend of football. I hope everybody enjoys it. If you have any questions about anything you've heard today, you have been listening to The Home Team with Troy minus Wyatt. You can reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com, or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes. And we will see you next week. Hook 'em horns.